Welcome to Budget Insights, a podcast series from EY India Insights, where we discuss key policy developments shaping India's economic landscape. I'm your host, Romita, and in today's pre-budget episode, we will explore expectations and priorities ahead of the upcoming Union Budget. We are pleased to be joined by Raju Kumar, EY India Energy Tax Leader. Raju advises companies on tax structuring for cross-border investments, tax-effective global supply chains, income repatriation, incentives, and tax compliance with a focus on the energy and resources sector. Today, he will share his perspectives on what the energy sector and taxpayers should watch for in the forthcoming budget, especially in the context of India's ongoing energy transition. Thank you, Raju, for joining us.
Thank you, Romita. And welcome to the listeners. I'm pleased to be here and share my insights on what's the energy sector outlook is likely to be and what support the sector will look forward for the upcoming year. Energy sector always has been the focus of policy initiatives across the globe, and therefore I'm very excited to be talking about this sector in more detail with respect to the upcoming budget.
Thank you. The first question: what should Budget 2026 prioritize to balance energy security, affordability, and the clean energy transition?
I think Budget 2026 should focus on strengthening the foundations of India's clean energy ecosystem, because balancing energy security, affordability, and transition requires system-level interventions. To name a few, securing critical mineral supply chains is becoming central to energy security. As India scales batteries, storage, and electric mobility, targeted funding for domestic exploration, recycling, and strategic overseas partnerships can reduce import dependence and cost volatility over time. To move on to the clean energy transition, also depends heavily on the power grid's ability to absorb renewables reliably. Prioritizing grid modernization and large-scale energy storage can improve system stability, reduce renewable curtailment, and lower the overall cost of power delivered to consumers. Similarly, expanding domestic manufacturing of clean energy technologies across solar, wind, batteries, and green hydrogen can also be a good enabler to improve supply resilience, support affordability through scale, and strengthen India's industrial base. A diversified clean energy mix remains important. Continued support for solar and wind, complemented by long-term policies options like nuclear, can contribute to holistic growth instead of becoming overly reliant on any single source as the demand grows. Finally, affordability and scale depend on access, finance, and policy certainty. Strengthening rooftop and agricultural solar schemes, mobilizing climate finance, and providing long-term regulatory clarity will be critical to sustaining investment and adoption. Taken together, Budget 26 real test will be how well it connects supply chains, grids, manufacturing, and finance into a single coherent clean energy strategy.
Thank you. The next question: how important is fiscal and policy support for renewables, storage, and emerging energy technologies in sustaining long-term growth?
Yeah, if you look at it, really the fiscal and policy support has given the necessary push for the sector in terms of whether viability gap funding or PLI. And therefore, fiscal and policy support are foundational for sustaining long-term growth in renewables, storage, and emerging technologies in the energy sector. If you look at it, while costs for solar and wind energy have decreased, newer technologies like green hydrogen, advanced grid tech, and hybrid solutions still require strategic fiscal support. Through targeted subsidies or tax incentives and stable policy frameworks, to achieve cost parity with conventional energy sources and reduce investment risk for attracting private and global capital. Moving on to the storage technologies, which have been spoken about in last couple of budgets and industry is quite bullish about the storage technology to really give the boost for the renewable sector. Given the government's extension of transmission charge waivers for energy storage projects was an important development towards bringing affordability to the energy ecosystem. In terms of emerging technologies like green hydrogen, advanced storage chemistries, and smart grid solutions, these require clear long-term policy support to develop. Although these technologies address significant decarbonization challenges, they involve higher upfront costs and infrastructure needs. Stable policies and fiscal incentives build investor confidence and support domestic manufacturing. So a credible long-term growth strategy for clean energy must combine ambition with robust fiscal backing and policy clarity for renewables and storage to ensure a reliable energy transition.
Thank you. The last question. Do you expect the budget to provide clearer signals on nuclear energy as part of India's broader clean energy strategy?
Yeah, I would think so, because the subject of nuclear energy is increasingly visible in the policy landscape. But it remains a long-term priority within India's clean energy transition. The budget may provide directional clarity through the trajectories likely to be evolutionary rather than transformative. Recent policy developments, particularly the cabinet's decision to allow private sector participation in the nuclear power sector, indicate a commitment to expanding the ecosystem beyond public sector operators. That said, nuclear energy continues to be a capital intensive, long gestation pillar of the energy mix. While there is growing interest in small modular reactors, these technologies are still at an early stage. So instead of expecting large-scale deployment announcements, we may expect Budget 2026 to reinforce nuclear's strategic and long-term role in India's clean energy transition, with near-term capacity additions driven by other clean energy technologies. In fact, Budget 2026 may as well prioritize DISCOM reform and system integration over standalone technology initiatives, as healthier distribution utilities are essential for scaling even the most advanced technologies.
Thank you, Raju, for sharing your perspectives on the expectations ahead of the Union Budget and the potential implications for taxation in the energy sector. Your insights will help our listeners understand key considerations as we approach the Union Budget. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Budget Insights, part of EY India Insights. Stay connected with us for post-budget analysis and commentary on how policy changes may impact businesses and individuals. Until next time, thank you for listening.